It's Rise FM Mid-Mornings with myself, Tlotlang Moletsane. Thank you very much for choosing us on a Friday. We celebrate a true legend of South African creativity today, Don Mlangeni Nawa, who will be laid to rest tomorrow in Alberton, Gauteng. But of course, today we speak to his daughter, Alwande Nawa. Alwande, welcome to Rise FM.
Hi, thank you for welcoming, and hello to the listeners.
First, our deepest condolences from Rise FM, from the Mpumalanga province. I mean, when we speak about longevity in the industry, when we speak about a creative legend, we speak about your father. But your father was a household name and a national treasure. To you, he was simply dad. What was he like at home, away from the cameras and away from the spotlight?
Well, exactly as you described, he was just dead. Ubaba never saw himself as a celebrity. He was one with the people, and he wanted that to be treated the same at home. He was my music buddy. He was my first fan. He would always plug me with new songs, and I would plug him with new songs and new emerging artists. And he was loving and a dedicated father, but he still instilled discipline into all of his children, and to make them want to strive for excellence in anything that they want to do. He always made us to believe that we could do anything, that we could achieve anything that we wanted, so long as we put in a lot of time and effort into mastering whatever to master.
And speaking of that, you are somebody who grew up in the orbit of such a creative and influential figure. How has Ntate Don's artistry and humanity shaped your own life or path?
As the figure that he was, he has definitely taught me how to cultivate my craft, to take whatever it is that I do very, very seriously, and to make sure that I give it my all, to go the extra mile, whether it's through my studies or whether it is through pursuing the arts. Whatever it is that I want to do, I must make sure that I give my best. And I must be dedicated to what it is that I do. That is the one thing I've learned from him, and I will take forever with me.
I mean, he's played so many powerful roles across South African television. Which of his performances do you think resonated with him, who he is, the most, and why?
Honestly, I think it's Zip Matavani who he empathized with a lot.
Yeah.
Obviously, within a career that's spanning over 45 years, he's played a lot of roles. But I think he empathized with Zip a lot because he saw men who lived like him. He lived amongst men who lived like him. My father is from Vosloorus. He was raised in Vosloorus near the hostels where mine workers would stay. And he would immerse himself around their world and understand how they think and the problems that they encountered. So I think he used a lot of his upbringing to embody the character that he played as Zip Matavani. And I think that's why he empathized with it a lot, because also, Zip Matavani was a father figure to many people across the country. Every time they would tune in to watch Isidingo, he was the father of the nation. So I think Zip was also the father that he wished he had in his life. My grandfather was not very present in my father's life, and I think he wanted to play Zip in a way that would become like a father figure to many other people and to be the father that he always wanted as well. So yeah, Zip was definitely a favorite.
Alwande, just before I let you go, in this moment of remembering and honoring him, what do you think he would want his supporters, his colleagues, and the nation to remember most about him, not just as a creative, but as a man?
I think you cannot separate the two, the man from the art and from his work. I think what he would want the nation to remember is the dedication and the determination he put into everything that he did, and to always respect the craft. The glitz and glam that comes after, focus on the craft.
Focus on the craft. Absolutely. Anwande, thank you so much for coming on to the show. And we're hoping everything goes well with dignity tomorrow. Thank you very much for coming on to the show.
Thank you.
It's Rise FM Mid-Mornings. And you know, as much as it is painful, death is never something to be happy about. It's always painful. But it's also very important for us to celebrate the people that celebrated us. It's also very important for us to celebrate the people that made us laugh when we had bad days. And Dade Don was one of those people. Rest in peace to him. We don't die, we multiply. It's Rise FM. But you don't